Who cleans the toilet at your house? Hello everyone, welcome to Signposts for the Living with Dr. Kirsten Hunter. We've got gorgeous Kristen Coggan here. Hello darling.
Hello.
So who cleans the toilet at your house? You've chose that title, that's awesome. It captures it, doesn't it?
It does.
We're actually talking about males, females, gender roles, domestic, who does what, and you know, how, you know, we know how it should be, but how is it truly?
This is correct.
Yes, and cleaning the toilet is quite symbolic of that, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. So what was your thought when I first brought this up?
Well, I'm not going to lie, and full disclosure,
yep,
I have a cleaning lady. But
well, good on you.
If the toilet needs cleaning and she's unavailable, anyone in our house can clean the toilet.
Yep.
But I tend to take the role on because I want it done properly.
There you go. Need to have it done properly.
So, and I just don't think others are capable.
Well, you know, the reason I wanted to bring this up is I've noticed a really fascinating pattern. So, you know, a female client comes in and she says, I'm going to break up from this relationship. And when I say this is a pattern, I mean a lot, a lot of the time. And she says, so now we're coexisting under the same roof. So I'm going to stop playing the wifey. And we're going to be roommates until we move out, right? And suddenly she only does her washing and the kids' washing and not his. Suddenly she only wants to cook half the time. Suddenly she wants to clean the house half the time. And once they kind of take off the relationship goggles, it becomes extremely apparent how there hasn't been equality in the domestic roles. And there are, and you know, you think, well, okay, is it maybe there's work inside the house, outside the house? No, no. Often they're doing the outside work as well. And the pattern is that the male very commonly is freeloading. Basically, I'm too tired, I work too hard. Meanwhile, she works as well and does the primary work with the kids.
Yep.
And surprise, surprise, she's leaving him. Now, that's not the reason she's leaving him.
No, but it's...
but it's obviously part of a bigger picture. So, you know, I'm noticing couples that stay together, that are together, how common it is to have a lack of sharing the domestic roles. And that's with both parties working. But then when people are separating, how it becomes just an extremely apparent issue of how unfair it is and how unhappy they are. And, you know, it's fascinating. We've got so much equality going on with education and not necessarily, you know, wages, apparently. I don't know much about that. But we don't at home.
Yeah, it is. And I think getting the dynamics right in your house so that you are happy with the workload being shared and the way it's being shared.
Yep.
With people you live with, it's a real negotiation and a give and take. So, and I'll give you an, can I give you an example?
Please.
Once again, it's all about me. But in our house, my husband is the dishwasher stacker.
Is he? Right.
Yes. Okay, so because I can't do it like he does, and it really annoys him the way I do it. So you go, my friend. He's love like, that you want to stack the dishwasher.
Step away from the dishwasher.
Yep, it is. Yeah. It almost is. But then when it comes to unpacking the dishwasher, he also is very happy to do that. I dislike the way he puts things away in the cupboards. Does my head in. But I accept the chaos because he's doing the unpacking of the dishwasher.
And it is that.
So there's that negotiation. He can do it all and I'll just put up with the way he does it. No, but you know what I'm saying, don't you?
Like there's a bit of compromise.
Yes. So... we compromise.
You can't just have it your way.
And I'm really lucky because I'm married to someone who has no problem with pulling their weight, and if a job just needs to be done, he does it.
See?
So, and he has a crack. He might not do it perfect, but he has a crack. But the toilet's my space, thanks. I need the toilet really clean.
Do you?
Yes.
Just in case you're going to eat there, right? it's fascinating that don't get me wrong. I value what you're saying.
Mm.
But you just said I'm really lucky.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. And isn't I shouldn't
that,
say that.
No, but mm. you know, you said that because that's, you it's know.
It's the truth.
But yeah. Whereas I don't think it's lucky, it is it? It's just an equal breakdown of duties. And, you know, I grew up in a female household that didn't have gender. And so I didn't grow up with male and female. So I don't understand gender with regard to those roles. I just don't.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. And now we're at home and, you know, beautiful John, he well and truly does his share, well and truly. Mm-hmm. And we've got...
I actually think John does more than his fair share, actually.
Yeah, I think you're just right.
Just saying that.
You're right. You're right. But, and we've got the five boys and there's no gender component there as well. So I feel like I'm kind of on an alien planet
when
I come across this stuff.
It's funny you say that because... So my wonderful husband that I'm very lucky to have that I'm, you know, putting out that that's funny that I say that.
Yeah.
His family would have been very traditional and gendered in their roles around the house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he didn't grow up
with
the example that he's setting. And his son, so my son, our son, if you're listening, Cameron, is the complete opposite and thinks will openly come out and say, that's women's work?
No.
He does.
Next time I see him.
I know.
I'll be sorting that out.
But so he's – so what
is
I'm saying
is – he saying that just to kind of give him a bit of a revving?
No, he's really – he's actually got it in his little head, believe it or not.
That's unfortunate.
And it makes me wonder, like, because he's grown up with the total opposite example in his –
That's interesting, isn't
it? So it's really, I find that, so Randall grew up with the opposite of what he is demonstrating and then Cameron is opposite of what Randall demonstrated. Like, I just find that really weird.
That is.
Okay, so don't pay any attention to that, people. Obviously, we're an anomaly and we're a little bit weird, but that's how it rolls in our house.
It's interesting, isn't it? And, you know, it could be that he's come across someone who's had that kind of framework and he's gone, oh, that sounds pretty convenient, I'll take that on.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of that smarts stuff there. Like, not that smart, but you know what I'm saying? Like, he's got a little bit of that there.
It could be revving mum up.
But, look, probably, no, I just don't know, because he just has never shown any inclination or ability to be otherwise.
Wow. Well, my framework is that if you live in a space and it's a common space, then you're basically a roommate. And so, therefore, you do your portion, the other person does their portion. And that's the end of it. And whether or not you have a penis or not doesn't mean whether or not you have a certain role. I don't get it.
Yep.
I actually don't get it. In our house, each of the kids, particularly the big ones, have their specific role. They you know, on repeat, and everyone rows together. It's.
I'm just a big – in our house with me, it's just if you can see it, do something about it. Don't walk past it. Just – pitch in and help. We're all in here helping each other. Doesn't matter who's made the mess or what it is.
You know, there's a bit of a gender difference in approaching chores. Do you know that?
Explain it to me, please.
So a woman will walk into this is very gender specific, I'm sorry, and obviously there's massive exception to this rule, but this is the majority. The female will walk in and she will scan, she'll multitask, she'll see what has to be done and she'll just kind of go do this and this, and she can kind of read the room. The male will walk into the room and do what he walked into the room to do. So much more kind of singular focus and, much more task orientated and follow through. It's just interesting. So, you know, there's something called a male and a female look. It's actually a real thing. If a female looks for something in the fridge, she will most likely find it because she will change what she's looking for, whereas a male will look in the fridge and look for what he's expecting to see, and if he doesn't see it, he won't – if he doesn't see it in the shape and form and direction that he expected, he's less likely to
Be able
to pick that up.
Totally and believe that, yes.
Yeah, that's actually, you know, neurologically
true. But if you – have finished with your plate in the kitchen and you go to put it in the dishwasher and you see that the dishwasher's not been emptied yet but it's clean, so you just shut the door and put your plate back on the sink. That's what I'm talking about.
I hear you. I'm not defending. But I have noticed with males, though, if everyone in a male household, if people have got their set jobs that they have, and that's what they are responsible for. That works really well.
Yes.
Whereas if you live with
you do women, have an army in your house. Though. I There's do. Lots of people, so you've got a high workforce there.
There's six males. That's yes. true. And pets. But whereas if you've got females, it's far more intuitive, and they kind of just sort of look around and flow, and they don't. They can be dramatically less structured. So you know,
oh, and people have different levels of what they can deal with, and what's around them.
Yeah, I mean, organisational ability, their own personal standards, their own stress response, you know. Maybe they need to make it all fantastic to reduce their stress, or if they're really stressed, they can't organise themselves. Some people have got ADD.
And I've got a daughter that is very neat and tidy on the outside, but her bedroom, she just loves it being chaos and a mess.
She knows exactly where everything is.
Yeah, and it's her comfy space.
There you go. It's her nest. Mm. There you go. So I guess the punchline is I don't think we've come that far with regard to domestic chores and gender.
No.
I'm quietly horrified frequently hearing what happens behind closed doors, and I think we've got a long way to go.
Is it okay, though, that, like, we briefly touched on the chore of taking the rubbish out before?
Yeah.
I actually hate taking the rubbish out, and I just do think that's a man's job. That's me. Am I wrong? Is that
I think you've probably just been brought up with that concept, because if you are female in a female household, you'd take the rubbish out, wouldn't you?
Well, yes, but and I do it.
You know, I think the family should come together. They should work out the
who's
jobs.
Who's going to take the rubbish out?
No, they work out the jobs they like doing, the jobs they hate doing, and then hopefully it all works out so that there's, you know, a matchy-matchy, and you wouldn't get taking the rubbish out. I love stacking and unstacking the dishwasher. That's my job at home, and I really enjoy it. I just love it.
I love vacuuming.
I hate vacuuming.
I love it.
Hate it. Hate it. I hate floors.
I just love it, and I just I love my vacuum cleaner.
I love tidying.
Do you?
I do. Oh. I love decluttering. I love having empty cupboards. Weird.
See, to me, cupboards have got doors so you can throw shit in and shut the door and you don't know what's in there.
If I open a cupboard and there's a space, I'm like, oh, yes.
Okay, so when you come to my place, don't open the cupboards.
Okay, I won't. And I'll hold back from showing you mine.
And I'll let you stack the dishwasher.
Okay. And I'll take out your rubbish.
Okay.
All right. Well, darling, thank you. That was a fantastic topic.
Do you want to marry me?
Any day. So please, people, please step away from gender. Please just be a roommate.
Okay, I'll take the rubbish out.
All right. Thank you, darling.
See ya.
Before we go, if you want to catch me online, the website, kirstenhunterauthor.com, heaps and heaps of stuff on there. Facebook and Instagram, Kirsten Hunter Author, and TikTok, Dr. Kirsten Hunter. Thank you, darling. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye. It's fun.